You are listening to benstorah.com.
Datem nitzovim hayoim kulchem. In Sefer Chassidus is brought down that the word hayoim refers to Rosh Hashanah. Hayoim do Rosh Hashanah. The Baal Tanya brings it as well. What's the source for this is a little debatable. If it comes from Chazal Mizrach, Chazal Mizrach speak up on a different thing. But the Sefer Chassidus bring that Hayoim do Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, it doesn't mean literally Rosh Hashanah. It's impossible that Atem Nitzavim is Rosh Hashanah. Because what day was Atem Nitzavim Hayoim? Rashi points out at the beginning of the parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. What day was Moshe Rabbeinu Nifter? Sayinoder. The entire Sefer Devarim from the beginning is. The entire Sefer Devarim is speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu starting from Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The whole Sefer Devarim, from beginning to end, is less than 40 days. Rosh Chodesh Shvat to Zayin Adar. So what does it mean at Yitzhov HaYoyim Doi Rosh Hashanah? As a remnant Rosh Hashanah. What's the connection in Parshas Nitzavim and Rosh Hashanah? Obviously, we know that Parshas Nitzavim is always going to be the Parshas before Rosh Hashanah. So it's not, you know, it happens to be, that's always what we have. So we'll try to understand today a little more the connection of Parshas Nitzavim to Rosh Hashanah. The Rashi, beginning of this Parsha, brings, he brings Pirush Parsha, he says, Midrash Agado, Lama Nisvecho Parshas Nitzavim LeKlolos. Why was Parshas Nitzavim similar, close to the Klolos? Amisol heard the 98 clause of Parshas Kisavoy, Chuzo Abim Metesh, Yotar Askanim, except the 49 they heard in Parshas Chukosai. Horiku Pneyem, Omu Miyachal Amad Be'elu. Who can stand? Who can withstand and withhold such a terrible punishment that Gishmo is giving us? Itchil Moish Lefais, and Moish says, don't worry. Atem Nitzovim Hayoim, you are here today. Harbech asked him Lamokim. He did many bad things in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. For lo yaseh etchem kalayah, he didn't kill you. Ra'atem kayom lefanav. So says Rashi, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. You don't have to worry about. Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to give you. He's going to punish you. Fact is, you're still here. So the Kliyoker, when he asked, we'll always mention it every year. Kliyoker brings the question. He's a shtar b'shirivora b'tzidoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you 98. Clawless warnings. Look what's going to happen. It's going to be terrible. Then the next parasha is, don't worry about it, you still exist. How can that be? Obviously, there's the depth of what the 98 clause meant. What does it mean? But to add to that question is just a few lines later. And then it says, you should know that if you're going to go ahead and do the bris, everything will be great. But if there will be somebody who's going to say, it's not doesn't get to me, we'll have the klal of him here. So with famish, you don't listen, you get the klal, you'll die. So what is that? It's Ramesh Tirminehu being the beginning of the parasha. Contradiction. Beginning of the parasha, don't worry about the klal, you'll be okay. Continue a few psukim later and you should know that there's a terrible thing, and you should know that Mocha Shavit Shvoi can be terrible. What does that mean? Right? Finally, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim regarding, is Parshas Nitzavim another bris? The Rambam mentions the end of Hilchos Milah, the last halacha of Hilchos Milah. Rambam says, you know, Milah is great because Milah has 13 brises, 13 covenants that were created between Hashem and Am Yisrael regarding Milah, 13. But the Torah, there's only three. Where are the three? Well, Parshas B'chukosai, Parshas Kisavoy, Parshas Nitzavim. So the Rambam calls Parshas Nitzavim, Parshas Kisavoy, two separate covenants, two separate bases. Torah says in the end of Megillah, Lamedalafon, base of Megillah in the bottom. Torah bring, we mention this Torah a lot. Torah says the Rosh Shapiro used to mention, Rosh Shapiro said, Tzak Levacha, used to mention the Shurim whenever he's referring to these Parshas. So Tanya brings over there the question that why do we make sure that Nitzavim is, the Gemara tells us that we read Parshas Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah, why is Nitzavim in between Parshas Kisavoy and Rosh Hashanah? So Tosfos says an answer in the name of Nissim Goyim, that the reason is because Nitzavim, there's another bris, like the Rambam. You have Nitzavim, you have Parashat Kisavim, where there is a covenant. Then there's Parashat Nitzavim, this Parashat, where there's another covenant. Says the Tosfos, how can you say that? Look at the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra says the difference between the Klolos of Parashat Chukosai, Klolos of Parashat Kisavim, and it says, where does Parashat Kisavim go to? It ends where it says, Ein Koineh, which is the last words of the Klolos of the curses there. Techacha, do you have a Parashat Kisavim? You see, Nitzavim is not part of it. So Tosfos says, how do you say Nitzavim is another bris? Mashra, you end over there. So then Tosfos argues and says you need to have a buffer between the Parashat Kisavim, which is the Klolos, and Rosh Hashanah. You have to have a buffer the same way before Shavuos, you have a buffer between Parashat Mechukosai and Shavuos, we have Parashat Amin. But that's what Tosfos says. But Rabbi Nissim Goyim holds like the Rambam, Nitzavim is another bris. So we have to answer the question of Tosfos. If Nitzavim is another covenant, why the Gemara and Bava Basra doesn't consider it as part of the Klolos? How do we understand the relation, the connection, the addition of Nitzavim to Parashat Kisavim? So we'll start with the Rambam, which is based on the Gemara, that says, he refers to Rosh Hashanah as he goes later, and he says, how do you measure the judgment of Rosh Hashanah? So the Rambam says, Mishis Chuyosav Yeseiris of Avonaisav. A person that has more schosim than avoinus, more good deeds than bad deeds, sad. Mishavi Noisav Yeseiris of Chuyosav, he has more avarice, more than Chuyos, Rosha. Mechzol and Mechzol, Beir. That's what it is. And then he goes on to say, that's what we have as Rosh Hashanah. We do it as Rosh Hashanah, Mishin Tzadik Nechta Mechaim, Tzarosh Nechta Lemiso. That's obviously the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin. That's the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel. So the obvious question is, what do you mean? What do you mean you go based on the majority of mitzvahs? There's more mitzvahs than averis, it's a tzaddik. There's more averis than mitzvahs, that's a rasha. Mechza, he's a bein. What do you mean? When do you go and you consider an Adam based on the majority of his deeds? Well, you always mention this question. Moshe Rabbeinu, how many averis did he have? You know, you can debate based on the Gemara, but Avada, the one that he was punished for, was one. He couldn't go there at Israel. Was he punished for it? Yes. Was he majority of mitzvahs and tzchusim? Avada. Was he a tzaddik? No question about it. So, why? Because Rubai Schusim. So why was he punished? The answer is, because we'll punish us for every deed that person does. Everything is Becheshmen. You don't cover up and say, well, if you have one good, one bad one, they cancel each other. For every good thing, you get a reward. For every bad thing, you get punished. That's how it works in the world. Every Maisei and Maisei, Yovi B'mishpat, I'll call Nela. There's no, we don't go based on Roiv, based on majority. But Pshat, and suddenly Rambam speaks about majority, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you have Shloish Asor Niftachi, you have Tzadikim, the more Sushusim, Rishayim, Muslim Averis, well, why do you go to majority? What's Pshat over here? So Rami Shapiro always mentioned, I heard it from a few other Darshanim, the idea that there's two types of discussions, two types of judgments. One is a judgment that is based on every deed that we do. You did something good, get rewarded, you did something better, chatash on the opposite. But then there's a judgment which is based on not your deeds per se, but the judgment is based on who you are. How do you define yourself? And just to elaborate a little bit on that, you say, understand, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the year. Yom HaDin is the day of judgment. What's the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaDin? So really we have the Rishani, they have the Ran, and the Rosh Hashanah speaks about it. But the Parashas comes out from the Sfarim, the Sefer, and they speak about it. The idea is that Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the year. And when the first day of the year, when the year begins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is starting again. We're starting the year once again. When you restart the operation, you do a checkup to see who can join the new operation, who can join the cycle. it's a new year, it's a new process. Lahavdil, when you have a company and you go ahead, you start a new cycle, you figure out what continues, what goes away, who's going to be hired, who's going to be fired, who's going to get the, what do you, you have to, you're basically readjusting. It's a new process. You start the new year, Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging who is part of, who's joining my forces and who's not. Who's a Mamlech Hashem Bo'elam, who's not. Who can get, have, need doing the Chaim, and who can do the opposite. What's going on? That's the Rosh Hashanah. So then Rosh Hashanah is right now not judging exactly every deed and deed. You can say, that's where you get the Yom Kippur, we'll deal with that. The deed of Rosh Hashanah is, who are you? Are you a Mamlech Hashem Bo'elam or not? Rabbi Moshe always used to mention two examples to emphasize this point. One is the Ram. The Ram asks on the Rambam. The Rambam brings the Seder Tshuva. There's a whole process of Tshuva. I mean, Yerin has a whole Sefer about it. You have to do process. What's the process of Tshuva? Well, you have to do Charot. A person has to regret the past. He has to have Kabbalah. So you have to take commitment for the future. He has to make sure it's never going to happen again. He has to do Vidui. There's a whole process to Tshuva. The Gemara in Kedushin says, if a person who is a Rasha goes to a woman and tells her, "Rei Mikudesh Asli, you're going to be married to me," Al Minat Shani Tzadik Gomer, I have one condition, I'm a Tzadik. Says the Gemara, Mikudesh Misafik. Why? He's a Rasha. Shema Hira Tshuva Belibri. Maybe he thought about Tshuva for one moment in his mind. Says the Ran, 1 second, Tshuva is a whole process. Takes time. How do you become Tshuva in 1 second? Says Rabbi Shapiro, the answer is that depends which tshuva you're talking about. Obviously, tshuva to clean one deed, one mice that a person does, is a whole tshuva process. Sometimes the tshuva is very difficult. The Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch discuss sometimes what should you do for tshuva. There's a whole mahalach, what do you have to do? But when you're talking about who the person is, what is he? What do you belong to? Who are you? That takes 1 second. A person can define himself, I'm a tzaddik, I want to do the right thing. Okay, do the right thing. Now you have to go and cleanse the past. Become a kabbalah lost, you have to come in for the future. Who are you? Where you belong? That's a 1 second. Similarly, the Ramesha brings in Lagabe, the question has brought down the Kovitz Ma'amurim. The Chorim Vassar asked the Chovitz Chaim. Chorim Vassar asked the Chovitz Chaim, it brings him, says, Hashem says, it's such a beautiful thing because Baruch Hu gave us tshuva. Tshuva is such a tremendous thing. Because how can you go ahead and erase the past? Says the Rechav Vasa of Itzchai, I don't understand. It says there's a concept called Toyel Rishonis in the Gemara. A person goes ahead and did the good deed. He went ahead and he then regrets what he did. Toyel Rishonis. He loses his status. He loses what he did. Pashtus. Says the last one, if it's such a chesak, Shmuel give us tshuva, so why does it work the opposite? Tshuva should be only for good. How can it be that a person can erase the past for his bad deeds? Meaning, retroactively make what he did good to be erased. So Bishlama, the bad you can erase, is a chesak Shmuel gave us. But the good, how can you erase? That's a yes. Says Rav Shapiro, the same idea. You cannot erase a deed. That's a big chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person can go, he did something. He can't go ahead and erase it. But a person could erase his position, where he belonged to. He did great things. He belonged to Tzaddikim. He was a righteous person. He belonged to the cosmic Alpei Shechino. And now he regrets it. He loses his status. He loses being part of the club. So when the Rambam says, Ruba Yischuyo Yisruba Aveiros, it doesn't mean count how many mitzvahs and Aveiros he has. It means, where does it tilt to? It can have one mitzvah, but his ruba ischuyah is because he belongs to that mitzvah. That's who he really is. As the Gemara tells us, tzaddikim yetzer toiv shefta. Who controls a tzaddik? The yetzer toiv. The will to do the right thing. Rishayim yetzer hara shefta. The one who controls the bad things. He can have many mitzvahs, but the one who, whatever is carrying him is the yetzer hara. He has the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, they're both there. A person can make, be part of the club, of the group, of the Yetzer Tov. The Rubis Chuyas is tilting towards Chusim. That he can do right away.
You are listening to
that's the idea of Rosh Hashanah. That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. To know, to get to Rosh Hashanah, a person needs to know where he belongs to. And Derech Agav, by the way, that's the reason why in Rosh Hashanah we're busy in Amlochas Hashem. We're not asking Mechila Faveris. We're not asking for Kodesh Baruch Hu to come ahead and give us a Shana Toyim Sukkah. Nothing in Davin. Adrav, it's brought down Goyim. You should not mention anything about yourself and feel. We're busy only Amlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Pashta says, you know, that's the main focus of the day. We don't want to focus on our own things. But according to what we're learning now, how do you really make sure you get a Shana Toyim? You belong to the right place. How do you belong to the right place? What is the right place? Amlochas Hashem. That's where you position yourself to be tilting to the right place, to the right area. That is the idea of a tzaddik nidim Rosh Hashanah. Show us who you are, not what you did, but who you are, what you belong to. We always mention the Gemara and the end of Megillah, that we mentioned, the Tosis speaks about, says that we have klolos apashas b'chukolisai. We read them before Shavuos. And the clause of Parsha Kisavoy, we read them before Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara there mentions, what is the difference between Parsha B'chakoyis and Parsha Kisavoy? Parsha B'chakoyis is mentioned B'loshon Rabbim, plural tense. Parsha Kisavoy is B'loshon Yochid, singular tense, right? When we look at Parsha Kisavoy, it says, Yakecho, Yishotareis, Soincho, Bonecho, Brisecho, only singular tense. That's what the Gemara says. So the Goyen mentions when he speaks about the Parsha Kisavoy, we'll get to in a second. The Goyen mentions, what's the difference between Loshon Rabbim and Loshon Yachid? So the Goyen says the opposite of what you think. He says, plural in the Torah means many individuals. When I speak of Lachem, Itchem, Bochem, we're talking about many individuals. And every individual stands on his own. Together, you are talking to all of you. When I'm speaking to Loshon Yachid, I'm speaking to the nation as one. To the entire nation. Becha, Yekecha, is Am Yisrael as one. Parshas Bechukoyse speaks to every individual of Yisrael, says the Goyim. Parshas Kisavoy is speaking to the nation as a whole. Why is that so? So we mentioned that. We mentioned it before Shavuos as well. What's the difference between the Parsha B'chukoyish, which is written in Sefer Vayikra, and Parsha Kisavoy, which is written in Sefer Dvarim? There's a huge difference. Sefer Vayikra is a sefer where Am Yisrael are betikunoi, are in their perfection. They are just got the Torah. They did, even though there was Chet HaEgel, there was not yet Chet HaMeragli. They are in Oil Moyet. They are sitting there in the Mishkan, and they're surrounded with the Shekhinah, and everything is perfect. Everything is supposed to be the way it's supposed to be. Am Yisrael on the highest mile. Parshas Kisavoy, that is where Am Yisrael already did all the chatoim, all the averus that we have at Sefer Bamidbar, starting with, you have the Asafsuf, the Taiva, and you go down to Miriam, and you have the Miraglim, and you have Kerech Vados, and you have Bilam, and you have all the averus that's going over there, and Am Yisrael already nigzer, not going, but sure, but it's not going to Eretz Yisrael, and all Am Yisrael that were there all died. They are lower. They lost their milah. Sefer Dvorim, because we're not even talking to them. The Moshe Rabbeinu is talking in the name of Hashem. When you are in a higher madrega, then you can speak to plural. When you're lower madrega, you have to speak to the nation as a whole. Why is that so? We know the Gemara tells us. Very again, it's very soon. The Gemara brings the stira. Because Bog was always near for anybody. And then it says, he's there only in certain times. Says the Gemara, well, that's the difference between a tzibur and a yachid. A tzibur, whenever they call, Kishbog listens. A yachid is only between the days of Aseret and Tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. That's bihi yosakar. When a yachid doesn't have the enough power, then he needs the koyach of the rabbi. Besaming the sharishin, right? If you realize, mentioned here as well, besaming the sharishin, first besaming dosh, you don't find tefillah satzibur. The tefillah, the chazal established, that we daven together, the same davening as one, was established only in Bayis Sheni, only in the later generation. The higher madriga you are, the more individuals can take place. The lower madrega you are, that's more you need the tzibur. You need to be together. Because every individual on his own doesn't have the koyach. A tzibur is always going to be perfect. Am Yisrael as a whole, Klal Yisrael always has a mile. But individuals, well, depends. When they big tzadikim, gdoi le'adar, about anything, it's great. They lose that, you need to have the tzibur to protect you. Pashvayikra, when the highest madrega, each individual is a yachid you can speak to directly. You get the Pashki Savoy, you're speaking to the rabbi together. That's the only way to survive. So, as we spoke about throughout the years, this is the connection also, the avoid that we have in Shavuos, the avoid we have in Rosh Hashanah. We come out, we get the Shavuos, we come out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I'm still in perfection, going to get Matan Torah, right? We're now in this, we're in Golos, we're not over here, correct? But we're always reenacting, reliving. We're trying to reach the opportunity of getting to the Shavuos and Matan Torah. Am Yisrael b'Ma'alasa. When we're there, that's the Avodah of Shavuos. Before Shavuos, we lay in the Parsha that belongs to Am Yisrael and their Ma'alah. We lay in Parshas B'Chukosai. Rosh Hashanah, what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is doing the Ma'alach of the year. After Matan Torah and Shavuos, what goes on? We have Yemei Ben Hametzar. We lose the Ma'alah of Luchos Rishonos. Beis Hamikdash wasn't built. We have Tisha B'Av. We try not to rebuild back. What do we go through? We go through the Mahalach of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Mahalach of Tshuva. Trying to reenact, and then we get to Yom Kippur, we get Luchos Shnius. We get the secondary Luchos, the ones that we're replacing, the ones that come because of the Tshuva. So now we're not such great Mahalach. We lost our Mahalach. We're working back to it. But we're not where we used to be. That's where we have Pasha Kisavai. The Pasha speaks to Amisol in the Lower Madrega. The way we set the parshas of the year, as brought down, and I'm going to get to it right now, is mechuvon. There's a kavana to it, and vayikra belongs to the time of the Pesach. It's true that Am Yisrael b'Ma'alosoy. Dvorim belongs from the Ma'alach. We go from Tisha B'Av. Dvorim we start saying Dvorim. Parshas Dvorim is the parsha before Tisha B'Av. From Tisha we try to go back through Tshuva until we get to the end of Sukkot Simchas Torah. That's what we end Dvorim. It's mechuvon. Parsha B'Chukai Sari before Shavuos, that's Am Yisrael in the highest madrego, when you speak to everybody together. Every individual on his own. You get to Rosh Hashanah, then he's speaking to Am Yisrael as a klal. Then you need to have it Tzibur. And by the way, that's the avodah that we have. So the Rabbanan obviously comes out, it's not from the Hilchos D'Oraisa. But what do you do in Shavuos? Our main avodah, what is our main focus in Shavuos? We learn Torah. Torah is every individual on his own. Even when a person hears a shir, and the shir is said to hundreds of people, either live or through a camera, it doesn't matter. And the point is, each person listens to the shir and understands it in his own individual das. It's not a tzibur-dik thing. Torah belongs to the individual. Rosh Hashanah, in Kippur, what's our avodah? Avodah there is davening, it's tefillah. The ikar tefillah of Rosh Hashanah in Kippur is in the tzibur. The tkiyas you do with tzibur doing davening, even in Nusach Sfar, it doesn't do in shtilish when Ezra, it's only when it's tzibur is together. Yom Kippurim, the ikar avoid this kohen gadol we do in Chazaras Hashatz. That's the avoid of tefillas at tzibur together. Special inyan, you have a minyan, then you're showing Yom Kippur. Because that's the inyan of the tzibur. That's the two, that's why the clause of Pashmach Kis belong here, clause of Pashmach Kisavi belong over there. And according to one understanding, that's exactly the idea over here. Of Rosh Hashanah Bechlau. Rosh Hashanah is a din of where you belong to. Who you are, how you define yourself. Am Yisrael belongs to a, if you belong to Am Yisrael, you're defining yourself as belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to Rosh Hashanah to Yimalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through Am Yisrael. Am Zu Yitzar Tili, Tehilos Yisapeyu. Am Yisrael are the ones who carry the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Arai Sechad, who all connects. A person wants to connect, has to be part of Rosh Hashanah. The way to get to that is belonging to the right place. Belonging to the right place is Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Belonging to the right place is Klapei Tzibur, Klapei Am Yisrael. That's what Balei Musar say, that one of the big, one of the ways to be Zeich within Rosh Hashanah is to be Oisik with the Klal. Do things for the Klal. Be part of Am Yisrael. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gaon Dovid Niflamoid. The klalos of Pashki Savoy are referring to what? To the tzibur as a whole. The tzibur as a whole never will be destroyed. Ain't tzibur meis, it's like a gemara. Tzibur always exists. the tzibra as a whole, they will get klolos, they'll get punished, they will, but they'll survive. Am Yisrael, there's a promise. They will always survive. As the Zohar Chodesh mentions in last week's parsha, that when Parsha Kisavi, when it says that Am Yisrael, that there will be Chazashom destruction, it says it can't be because there's Avtocha, that Am Yisrael will always exist. So we know that this klol can never happen. So Am Yisrael exists, that's Parsha Kisavi. That's what it says at the beginning of this week's parsha. Atem Nitzavim Hayayim Kulchem. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Am Yisrael, you exist. You did many wrong things, but you still exist. Not because I'm going and defying, I'm saying and taking away the power of the klolos. No, the klolos are mentioned to a tzibur. Tzibur never dies. It was never the intention. It's not taking away the klolos. Obviously, because Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Am Yisrael, you should know. The klolos are sent to you as a tzibur. Tzibur never dies. So you don't have a problem with klolos. All you need to do is make sure that you're part of the tzibur. That's what Pashas means. Right? Everybody together. You're one big tzibur. That's when you survive. Now I'm taking away what the clause said, but that's the meaning of the clause. The clause is said to the tzibur as a whole. Tzibur as a whole survive. That's the Hemshech HaParsha. Hemshech HaParsha is, if that's what the Koran says. The Hemshech HaParsha, Parsha Nitzavim is, how do you read the Hemshech? Pen yesh bechem isho isho o mishpacho o yeshevet. You have an individual, even a group. Shele lova poinim meim Hashem elokeinu. He wants to get away from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Laboi disilohei agoyim ahem. And then he says, what about he's going to hear the klolos? He's baruch bu lova lehem, he's going to tell himself, shalom yeli, I'll be okay. Ki bishirus li bi'eilech. I'm going to go on my own. I'm going to go on my own merry way. I'll be okay. Nothing to worry about. I'm an individual, I survive myself. I'm not part of Am Yisrael. Says the Goyen, that's what Parsha Nitzavim says. What it says right after, Lo yaveh Hashem slayach loy, and the Hemshech HaPasuk goes, Mocho Hashem ishmoi mitachas Hashemayim. A Yochid doesn't survive. Parsha Nitzavim says to Am Yisrael as a whole. Am Yisrael as a whole will always survive. Don't get close, get punished, but you as a whole, you will attain Nitzavim hayoyim. Lo yaseh mchak loy. But a prisoner goes ahead and leaves the bond, leaves Am Yisrael, leaves the nation, stands on his own, then you have all the klolos and moch. So immediately all the questions are answered. We asked, first of all, what is that? You're taking away the power of the klolos. And how do you understand that? It says right afterwards, you don't need so. Well, it depends. That Sibor is a cloud, never it gets destroyed. Yochi does. The Rishonim that tell you that there's two covenants, there's two brisos, Parsha Kisavi, Parsha Nitzavi. So the Torah says, no, Parsha Kisavi, Gemara tells us Parsha Kisavi is the only covenant. Parsha Kisavi is only it's annexed to Parsha Kisavi. It's an addition, an amendment, telling you. Parsha Kisavi is telling you as a whole. You should know, individual leaves that covenant of Parsha Kisavi. He has his own covenant, Parsha Kisavi. Parsha Kisavi covenant of Kidyocha is telling Am Yisrael to stay as a whole. And the male of the Parsha Kisavi will be chalan you where it's supposed to be. Someone leaves that, he has the tzavim. But it's really just an addition to what Parsha Kisavi tells you. Parsha Kisavi is Am Yisrael as a whole. If you leave it, that's what Parsha Kisavi is coming to avoid. It's a second, it's like a footnote to Parsha Kisavi. Therefore, it is a third covenant, but it's a Hemshech of Kisavi. That's what the Gemara tells Kisavi ends, that's the end, that the Gemara mentions Kisavi as one thing. But it says that we say that we show you the Rambam, the Ran, reading Nisim, that the Parsha's Nitzavim is another bris. It's another bris, was a hemshech of the first one. And immediately now you can understand. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, Sefer Chassidus tell you, Dor Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. Why is it Rosh Hashanah? It's not Rosh Hashanah. Right. But it's the same din of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, how do you zayichem din Rosh Hashanah? You become part of a tzibur, part of Am Yisrael, part of Kodesh Baruch Hu. You belong. That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. Where do you belong? Parsha Nitzavim, Hayoyim kulchem dor Rosh Hashanah. The Moshe Rabbeinu tells Am Yisrael, you know how you survive Parsha Kisavi. You know how you go through and you manage one and on. You belong to the right place. You belong to Am Yisrael, belong to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The discussion is where you belong to. That's what Parsha Kisavi is talking about. And dor Rosh Hashanah, where you belong to. So the avoda that we have in the days of Rosh Hashanah is to belong to the right place, to be shach shayach to where you're supposed to be. That's what we have, the whole idea is for our Sefer Musar to do Kabbalahs, to say, I want to do the right thing, even though it takes time to go and correct things. But at least show that you're in the right direction, you belong to the right place, because that's the Din de Rosh Hashanah. And we Mishmeshach Shaykh to the right place, there Beis Hashem will be Zoychet to a Din to Ksiv Chasimach Toivah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.